The lava flow from Kilauea Volcano's Pu'u'o'o vent is continuing its slow movement towards Pahoa Village and beyond. Hawaii County Mayor Billy Kanoi said yesterday bulldozers created fire breaks for a brush fire above Apa'a Road, but that equipment is now back to building two alternate roads. State and county workers are also working to reopen the state portion of Chain of Craters Road. That's important. As the lava continues toward the ocean, it can cut off lower Puna communities. Mayor Kanoi said he's grateful to the governor, the National Park Service, and the state's congressional delegation for helping streamline the process of preparation and response. That will ensure the county can do its job, as expressed in the most recent community meeting.
We're going to commit to providing programs and services uninterrupted to the good people of Puna. Power, roads, communication, public safety.
Hawaiian Volcano Observatory scientist Steve Brantley talked about the flow's dynamics.
The wider part tends to be behind the leading edge and can widen out to 1,000 feet and further over time. Lava being erupted right from Pu'u'o'o is being transported through the lava tube to the front of the flow. This lava tube is very stable, is well insulated, and because the tube is not leaking, the lava is being delivered to the front end, almost all of it.
There's a community meeting tonight at Kua'okala Public Charter School by the Warm Ponds at 6. There will be a major community update each Thursday at Pahoa High School at 6:30. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.